From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. According to a recent Washington Post ABC News poll, 70% of Americans believe the Republican Party is out of touch with the concerns of most people in the United States. In fact, 49% of Republicans feel the GOP is out of touch. What about you, particularly if you identify as a Republican or a conservative? Is the party out of step with mainstream voters? Give me a call, 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. It's toll-free, 800-289-5869. Or you can write to us, conversation@KUOW.org. Where does this disconnect come from? Well, some feel that it exists between Republicans and mainstream voters in these facts. 86% of Americans support extending background checks to gun shows and online. Only 4 Republicans voted for a bill recently defeated in Congress. Does this show the disconnect? Among residents of red states, defined as those that Barack Obama lost by 6 or more points in 2012, 68% say the GOP is out of touch. And 63% of Americans support a path to legal status for undocumented immigrants. And for many Republicans, that is a core no-no. Are you a Republican or consider yourself a conservative? Is the GOP out of touch? 206-543-5869. It's 206-543-KUOW. If it is out of touch, how could it get in touch? It's 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation@KUOW.org. Paul Guppy is vice president for research at the Washington Policy Center, a Seattle-based think tank that advocates for free market solutions. He says the GOP's poor poll numbers are more about the Republican label than actual policy. We talked to him earlier this week about what Republicans in Congress should stop doing.
They're picking too many fights with the president. So I think that they should find areas like entitlement reform, tax reform, and immigration reform where they can get a deal with the White House. So right now, Obama is looking bad because he can't get agreement with Republicans in Congress, and maybe that might be a short-term gain for the Republicans. But long-term, which is over the next 2 years, I think Republican leaders need to look for opportunities to get a bargain or a deal, major legislation on the budget, on immigration, on taxes, that they can forge with the president and get some agreements done. That's what the country wants.
Are Republicans picking too many fights? Is that what's putting them out of touch with the concerns of most Americans? That's what Paul Guppy says. Do you agree? 206-543-5869. Clint Didier's got a whole different take. He's the former professional football player, now a rancher in eastern Washington. He unsuccessfully ran for Senate in 2010, where he got an endorsement from one of the prominent conservatives in the party. The public lands commissioner in 2012, he says the GOP is in touch with most Americans. If anything, Clint Didier says some Republicans in Congress are not conservative enough.
I've researched enough to know that we have some new Republicans that have an R by their name that are not Republicans. And I'll call two of them out right now, and that's Lindsey Graham and John McCain. And I'm terribly disappointed in them. If I had my way, I would strip the R from their name, because if they don't stand by the platform, then don't pretend to be a Republican.
Clint Didier says those are calling for changes in the GOP platform. Those are the people who are out of touch. So what do you think? 206-543-5869. It's 800-289-5869. You can write to conversation@KUOW.org. Pam Acano is an attorney living in Seattle, a lifelong Republican until 2 years ago. She now describes herself as an independent. Pam, why did you leave the Republican Party?
Well, Mitch McConnell said that their number one priority after President Obama was elected in 2008 was to get him out of office. And at that point, I thought, and then after that, they went out and acted just as if that were the truth. And that was it for me. They basically are putting their party over the national interest. I don't like their stand on social issues. I don't like their stand on immigration or gun control. I think that I don't like their stand on climate change, where they completely ignore science. I think they're putting party politics above the national good, and I am out of here.
Is this a permanent break, Pam, or do you think the GOP could make some changes on issues and win you back to the fold?
It would take a huge change that I don't believe that they're prepared to make. Mr. Didier, his views do not accord with mine.
Hey, thanks a lot for talking to us. I appreciate it. Pam Acano, a former Republican until about 2 years ago, in fact, a lifelong Republican, now kind of representing those who feel as though the party is not going in a direction they think it should. What do you think, particularly if you identify as a Republican? 206-543-5869, 206-543-KUOW, 800-289-5869. If you'd prefer to write, it's conversation at KUOW.org. Nansen Moline is on the line, Washington State Director for Americans for Prosperity, a conservative political advocacy group started by the oil billionaire David Koch. Nansen joins us from her home in Long Beach, Washington. Thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Is the GOP out of touch with everyday Americans, as this survey suggests?
I actually don't believe it is. I think, though, the GOP has a serious problem with how they're marketing their message. Yes, we'd love to see them be hitting the fiscal issues stronger. I don't know that I'd go as extreme as Clint mentioned, but I do think we need to take on the fiscal issues. But our problem really is a lot of people, even in Washington State, they think just like we do about gun checks, about the fiscal issues. But we're letting the media tell people what the right thinks, what Republicans think, and it's not true. I think we've got a disconnect about how we spread our message and what we're really about.
So when the survey says 86% of Americans support extending background checks to gun shows and online, you think that's just wrong?
Oh, no, I think they do. So, and in fact, that's the position of the party. It's, and of course, most on the right is they do support background checks.
Really? The Republican Party, you're saying, supports background checks for guns. So then why did it not pass the Senate? It was Republicans who defeated it there.
Well, that you must be talking about the recent measure that was up, the Manchin-Toomey background check measure.
And right.
Support was really pulled for that because a key amendment that was promised to be in there was actually taken out. And it's like a game of chess. They thought that it would be put in. They thought, well, support, let's all be at the table having a conversation. And in the end, the key promised amendment was removed.
I got to say, it's a real surprise to hear you say that most Republicans are in favor of background checks. So you think it's just a misperception?
Yes, I absolutely do. In fact, I have to tell you a little story. I was having dinner with a very known liberal political person here in my community. I was surprised to hear he'd purchased recently 3 firearms with no background checks from a private party.
Nansen Moline, thank you so much for talking to us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Nansen Moline, Washington State Director for Americans for Prosperity, that conservative group started by oil billionaire David Koch. And she thinks it's a matter of communicating on the issues. It's not a matter of what they believe on the issues. What do you think? Do you think, first of all, the premise that the GOP is out of touch with what most people in America want is true? And if you think it's true, why do you think it's true? 206-543-5869. It's 800-289-5869. Let's turn to Whidbey Island, where we have Wayne Floton on the line. And he has told us that the GOP has morphed into embarrassment. Wayne, in your estimation, what happened to the GOP?
Well, first I'd like to describe myself as a lifelong Republican, and I really have kind of labeled myself in the last 20 years as a Goldwater Republican, because I think Barry Goldwater and Everett Dirksen and some great, very great and distinguished Republicans have probably been rolling over in their graves for the past 20 years. It's morphed into a party that embarrasses me. It's become a, as it's been labeled, the party of no. No taxes, cut programs, you know, with no real viable alternatives offered by anybody, any of the spokespeople or any of the power people in the Republican Party.
You're kind of echoing what we heard a little bit earlier from Paul Guppy, that it's no, it's not an affirmative vision. What do you think that affirmative vision could be? And is there anyone in the Republican Party that's espousing it or at least part of it?
Well, the only candidate that you know that ran in 2012 that to me spoke you know a language and terms that that I identified with and still identify with was John Huntsman, And interestingly enough, he's become involved in this organization that you may or may not be familiar with called No Labels. It's a bipartisan group, national group, and they've been working to enlist support by legislators on both sides of the aisle, and they've been pretty darn successful to come up with some very affirmative solutions for the problems facing our nation, you know.
Wayne, do you think it's going to take this kind of outside the party activity to change the Republican Party, or do you think the Republican Party itself has within it the ability to change? There are some who are saying that the Republican Party has taken a lesson from the last election on the issue of immigration reform. What do you think?
I don't know. I think that, as far as I'm concerned, the jury is out. It's going to be tough because the DNA that is now in the Republican Party and the people with the money that are you know requiring litmus tests. I mean, I heard the gentleman earlier who I know ran for Congress up here,
Senate, Clint Didier,
say that he would remove the letter R from behind these guys' names. That's wrong. I mean, to me, that is, I don't know, that smacks of a dictatorship. that ain't a democracy talking, you know? I am hopeful for some kind of an outside, bipartisan outside group to bring about some, you know, pressure being borne upon the Republican Party to shift, or, I don't know, maybe reconfigure and come up with a different party.
Hey, Wayne Floton, thank you so much for taking the time. Lifelong Republican from Whidbey Island who now says the GOP has morphed into embarrassment. Let's go over to Bellevue. We've got Dylan on the line. We're talking, reflecting on this survey from the Washington Post ABC News poll saying that the Republican Party out of touch with the concerns of most people in the United States. 70% of people said that. In fact, nearly half of Republicans said that they felt that way. Dylan, are you a Republican?
I was. And I think the gentleman you just had on really hit the nail on the head there. It used to be a party of common sense, and you didn't do anything too loud or too bright or spend too much money. And if you had a problem, you broke it down, and you try to find the simplest solution. And it was a party of people who got things done. And now, you know, I feel like I'm kind of echoing, but it's just saying, no, we don't want to do anything. We're trying to get Obama out, and it's just become lazy. It's become, well, we want to privatize education because it doesn't work. That's not being bold. That's being lazy. You're not thinking of anything new. You're just saying no.
Dylan, thanks a lot for sharing that with us. We're going to end on with someone who is not so negative about the Republican Party. Paul joins us from Kenmore. Paul, what do you think about all this talk that the Republican Party is out of touch?
I think it's a misperception. Frankly, if you look at Washington State, the way I describe it is that they elect feel-good Democrats to go down to Olympia, and then they support Tim Iman's initiatives to put a straitjacket on them. And I think that, frankly, the Republicans have not done a good job of communicating their message of fiscal restraint and freedom. And I think we need to do a better job of that. And the last thing I would say is that we need parallel structures. Instead of being negative and the party of no, we need to have parallel structures to show the public that our values as a Republican Party work, and then people will be attracted to them. One example of that is charter schools over the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. We need to show that charter schools really work. And then people will be attracted to them, and they'll want more, and they'll want to get rid of the dinosaur that we have that is not properly educating our kids.
Paul,
so we need to be positive.
We're going to have to leave it there. So Paul thinks, for example, proving that charter schools work will be good for the Republican Party and rehabilitate its image among the public, which, at least according to this poll, is out of step with the concerns of most people in the United States. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds.